They're trying to do everything they possibly can to keep both workers and customers safe. They feel like they want to avoid, if at all possible, any frivolous lawsuits that may come from this.
That is Mark Grant, the Illinois Director of the National Federation of Independent Business. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
It's Monday, June 22nd. Coming up, some news to start off your day. It's On Deck from WCBU, Peoria Public Radio. A survey of small businesses show they fear lawsuits related to the coronavirus. Bill Wheelhouse reports.
The survey from the National Federation of Independent Business found more than 60% of Illinois businesses were concerned about lawsuits stemming from COVID-19. Mark Grant is the Illinois director of the NFIB.
As long as they're trying to do everything they possibly can to keep both workers and customers safe, they feel like they want to avoid, if at all possible, any frivolous lawsuits that may come from this.
The survey also showed a large majority of businesses outside of the Chicago area thought the state's business reopening plan was too slow. Allowable crowd sizes are expected to increase to 50 in the coming week. I'm Bill Wheelhouse.
Here's some stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom this morning. Two more residents of Peoria's University Rehab Center have died from COVID-19 complications. The facility has had 52 confirmed cases among residents and staff and 11 deaths as of Saturday. That comes as the state is clearing the way for outdoor visits at long-term care facilities. Residents are limited to two visitors. They'll need to schedule an appointment and be pre-screened for symptoms. Each facility will set the time limit for visitation. And about 36 people gathered outside the Peoria City County Health Department for a rally Saturday, calling for officials to ease COVID-19 restrictions. The Peoria Journal-Star reports the demonstration was led by Selena and John Wheatley, co-owners of the Peoria Pizza Ranch that was served a cease and desist order recently after they opened with inside dining. Find more on these and other stories at WCBU.org. You're listening to On Deck from WCBU Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. During this pandemic, social distancing has been a huge part of ensuring the health of individuals. However, the social isolation has taken a huge toll on teens. WCBU's Olivia Streeter spoke with Dr. Tiffany Abrego with the University of Illinois College of Medicine Peoria about how social isolation has impacted the mental health of teens and what steps can be taken to help alleviate symptoms of anxiety and depression.
I think one thing that's been really difficult about the pandemic has been that normally when you're a teenager, your outlet is spending time with friends, going out, going places. That is typically a really big coping skill for adolescents. And during the pandemic, that big coping skill has been taken away. So that essentially, you know, how they kind of express their feelings and talk about things that they're struggling with, they're not able to do that. And so I think on top of that, we have had a situation where normally where you would go to do other kinds of coping skills, like going to, social events and, you know, playing sports and things like that, we've not also been able to do those things. So those are normally what adolescents rely on to kind of keep their mood under control and mental health. So I think it's been really difficult to find other ways to communicate and to help their mood to be stable, especially if they're already at risk. So if they've already had depression or anxiety in the past, this has just been another trigger that has exacerbated their mood.
In 2020, we have so much access to technology, things like FaceTime and Zoom. Do you think that those are, it's obviously not the same as talking with someone in person, but do you think those are useful outlets, or do you think that there's such a thing as Zoom fatigue or that kind of thing? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it can be a positive outlet, but it definitely isn't the same as that in-person interaction. And I think that also they associate Zoom with kind of schoolwork, as, you know, this is what I have to do because this is what my school required me to do. And so sometimes it's hard to associate that as something that's pleasurable and fun for them to do. So, you know, seeing your friend over Zoom isn't as fun as it was, you know, when you're in person. And you also associate that with having to do with schoolwork and things like that. So it hasn't been as good of an outlet for adolescents, though it can be helpful. You know, talking on the phone, things like that can also be helpful, but spending too much time on any devices or, you know, virtual video discussing or video chats or things like that can also be harmful, because you're spending too much time on screens all day. It can affect sleep, it can affect attention, and it can affect mood if you're spending too much time on screens all day. So we definitely want a balance there.
Do you think that it will be harder for teens to interact once this is over after being isolated for such a long time?
I think it can be difficult to kind of reintegrate back into what you were doing, especially when there's still, you know, rules and, you know, having to wear a face mask and things like that that have to be followed, having social distance, like 6 feet apart. Even once we're getting into school, it can be, we still might have restrictions. So I think it might be a little bit difficult to kind of reintegrate, but I do think the more adolescents are able to kind of have those outlets and integrate a little bit, even in this time when we're slowly opening things up, I think it is the best for them to kind of slowly get back into the swing of things and having that social interaction.
So someone that is struggling with interacting with people after a time of isolation, what would you say to that person for some steps to reintegrate themselves back into normal life?
I would say that it can be a little bit difficult, but the most important thing to remember is that this is a time where a lot of people are struggling. So what things that have come out are ways to help with teenagers with depression and anxiety. There's been a lot of ways to get back into things and also to find coping skills and people who are going through the same thing. So there's a couple of websites that have been developed during this time. You can also practice mindfulness and practice some relaxation to kind of help with mood. If mood is, you know, kind of down, feeling that lack of motivation, maybe having difficulty, and then also talking to someone. So, you know, seeking out professional help, talking to a therapist can kind of help with, you know, changing thoughts and helping with feelings surrounding that period of isolation. Right now, there's a lot of counselors and therapists who are providing video therapy. So it could be a video therapy and kind of using a measurable experimental way to kind of reintegrate back in. And sometimes people have a lot of difficulty with reintegrating all at once. And so that's why talking to a therapist can help, because you can reintegrate slowly in a step-by-step manner that can kind of help with those feelings.
Well, thank you, Dr. Baker, very, very much. I appreciate your time for answering these questions.
That was WCBU's Olivia Streeter talking with the University of Illinois College of Medicine Peoria's Dr. Tiffany Abrego about the increased teen depression and anxiety rates during the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.